And welcome to the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. This podcast will be dealing with satanic Christianity, Christian in name only, satanic in practice. Just want to do this podcast because we have a lot of people who profess that they're Christians, but they're not part of the actual kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven. Based off their fruit, what they produce. And Jesus said that you will know them by their fruit. Also, Jesus stated that people will come into him in that day and say, "Lord, Lord, did we not cast out devils in your name? Didn't we prophesy your name?" He's going to state, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you." I want to really examine in this podcast, what is a true Christian versus one that quote unquote is satanic. And you have those out there just because you're on a church membership role, doesn't make you saved, doesn't make you actual Christian because you're not taking up your cross daily. You're not crucifying your flesh. You're not walking after the Lord and pursuing righteousness, and you're not repenting of things that you're doing. You're constantly walking in disobedience and unrighteousness and iniquity. So when we look at the definition of a Christian, I want to look at five things that will display a Christian lifestyle. Number one, professing belief in Jesus Christ or following the religion based on the life and teachings of Jesus. Two, relating or to derive from Jesus or Jesus' teachings. Three, manifesting qualities of the Spirit of Jesus Christ-like. Four, relating to or characteristics of Christianity and its adherents. And five, showing love and concern for others. So we live in a superficial microwave Christian age where people want to name it and claim it. People don't have love and compassion for their brothers and sisters. It's all about me, myself, and I, which is the very root of Satanism is I. One of the things in Isaiah chapter 14, I will, not thy will be done towards the Father. That's Father God. How can someone say that they're a Christian and not keep his commandments? That's a very interesting question because Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 15, "If you love me and keep my commandments," well, you hear some Christians say that they believe in God, but they're not perfect. But I have issues, but it's habitual sin habits. That's what your issues are. So we have to ask the question, so what? They may say, well, God really knows my heart, and they make excuses for it. And you always hear this cliche from pseudo-Christians, but they believe in God, but they say, isn't that truly the matters that end that that we believe in God? I believe James states that even the demons believe that there's one God. The word says, "Thou believest there's one God, thou do as well. The devils also believe and tremble." And so that's the scripture reference from James. Let's look at the two factions of Satanism or Satanists, because you have a de jure Satanist versus a de facto Satanist. So if a person isn't a true follower of Jesus Christ, who do they follow? The answer is they're following Satan. The group of people are de jure Satanists. There is also another group of de facto Christians or Satanists. The jure Satanist is devout Satanist that is in direct covenant or existing in fact that they acknowledge that Satan is their Lord. He has legal authority over their life, and the de facto Satanists, on the other hand, are people who do not legally practice Satanism and are not direct covenant with Satan himself. However, the facts show that they follow the practices and the principles of Satanism. So you have a de jure Satanist who follows all the principles and professes to follow Satan. And then you have, on the other hand, a de facto Satanist who doesn't profess, but yet and still you see the manifestation of the practices and the lifestyle, and all lines up with that. When we look at a de jure Satanist, there are religious Satanists that are devout followers after Satan, and they're made up of several different groups. We can look at the Church of Thelema of Crawley, the Order of the Golden Dawn, the Church of Satan of Levay, the Temple of Set, the Ordo Temple Orients, and Theosophy. So all these entities are actually satanic groups that are devout of following Satan, or some say Lucifer. A de facto Satanists are not religious Satanists. However, the practice is still sin and falls under the realm of being a Satanist. Let's look at some of the principles of what makes up Luciferianism and Satanism. We can see a lot of the foundation of Luciferian satanic doctrine was set in the Garden of Eden. When we look at Genesis chapter 3, when the serpent told Adam and Eve to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he made it seem like they would become gods, they'd become wise, and they wouldn't die. And this is, folks, this is the same formula that Satan has used over the eons and eons to entice men and women to follow his principles of doing his own will to please themselves and not the will of God, to honor and please the Lord. Now, when we come to the architect of pretty much what we see modern day Satanism in the 20th century is no other than Aleister Crowley, which he said he went by also being known as the Great Beast 666. We also see Frater Perturbo was a famous British occultist and musician, and he was known for challenging the spirit named Aswaz in Cairo, Egypt. This is Crowley. We see in 1904 when he has a spiritual experience where he's channeling out Aswaz for 3 days, and he writes the Book of the Law. And one of the main principles that came out from the Book of the Law is Book of the Law 140 says, "Do what thou will be the whole law," which is diametrically opposed from the Word of God, which states in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10 says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven." So we see how Crowley created this, and he promotes that you should do as you please, and as you are being your own God, you make up your own rules. So we see this in play, who people that are actual followers of Satan and people who aren't followers of Satan, but still follow the same method and same principles and same madness. Crowley also went on to write that every man and every woman is a star or a god, and it's writings of Liber Alvil Legis 1 and 3. The premise goes back again to Genesis chapter 3. The serpent told Adam and Eve that they can become as gods. When we look at an article also too from Gnosis Magazine, they state some very interesting facts. And Gnosis Magazine, this is an article that was written in 1999, page 29. They state, "If there's anything horrifying in its Satanism teachings, is that these are the principles by which most people live most of the time, and usually without admitting it even to themselves. So Gnosis Magazine, they state, which is an important fact, that it's horrifying that most people live these principles without really admitting it. So just because you go and you say a prayer at the altar and you go to church and you're not seeing a transformation, you're not being discipled, you're not being accountable, you're not repenting of your sins, you're not diligently seeking the Lord and the presence of God, then you are incorporated into this world system. You're walking in carnality, you're walking in worldliness. That is a huge issue. So you have to do self-evaluation, self-inventory, and ask yourself, am I a true follower of Jesus Christ, of Yeshua HaMashiach, or am I a satanic Christian? Am I following satanic principles without really admitting it? Am I doing things that is against the will of God? So let's take a look at what the biblical 10 commandments say versus the 9 satanic statements. We see the 10 commandments. The first one, you shall have no other gods before me. So number 2 says you should not make for yourself an idol. So you don't have to have like a physical idol where you're bowing down to images of gold or silver or wood or anything. You can make people into idols. You can make celebrities into idols. You can make sports figures into idols. Your sports teams, you can make the pursuit of things and material things into an idol. 3, it says, you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. 4, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 5, honor your father and your mother. 6, you shall not murder. 7, you shall not commit adultery. 8, you shall not steal. 9, you shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. And 10, you shall not covet. So here we see the 10 commandments that you should walk by, and you should be walking in the word of God and following his principles and making sure that you are following line upon line, precept on precept. But on the other hand, when you look at the 9 satanic statements, which states the following. 1, Satan represents indulgence instead of abstinence. So if you're a so-called Christian and you're indulging in everything and behavior that contradicts the word of God, then you're walking in one of these principles of this satanic statement. You're indulgent in any and everything. 2, Satan represents a vital existence instead of spiritual pipe dreams. 3, Satan represents undefiled wisdom instead of hypocritical self-deceit. 4, Satan represents kindness to those who deserve it instead of love wasted on ingrates. Jesus says something profound, love your enemies. And you have to, even though it is hard to do that, then it's easy to love those who love you. But even the Lord loved us when we were unlovable, when we were yet sinners. And we have to keep that in mind. But this principle says you show kindness to those who deserve it and just other things. So that's not centered in God. Also 5, Satan represents vengeance instead of turning the other cheek. The Bible says you can be angry and not sin. So in a fit of rage, you can do something that's outside of the will of God and other things and all. be angry, but sin not. The Bible also talks about that anger rests in the bosom of fools. So when you let anger fester in your heart, you do foolish things. You may say foolish things, but with this satanic statement, it says vengeance instead of turning the other cheek. Six, Satan represents responsibility to the responsible instead of concern for psychic vampires. Seven, Satan represents man as just another animal, and sometimes better and more often worse than those that walk of all fours, who, because of his divine spiritual and intellectual development, has become the most vicious animal of all. So this is why we see, even in society, in American society right now, people can just fly off the bat and just murder and kill somebody like it's a snap of the finger, and all because it's not being ruled by the laws of God, and it's under the rule of the God of this world. So you're walking after the principles of the God of this world instead of trying to follow the Lord, trying to follow the one that's able to destroy your body and your soul. So that's the one that you should be fearing, but you grasp to this principle of being as vicious as an animal. And people have no regard of life. People go and abort innocent babies and just other things that we see that is just really crazy. Eight, Satan represents all of the so-called sins, as they all lead to physical and mental or emotional gratification. So you see people, I'm woke and all these other things and all, and you have to call people by certain pronouns and just other things and all. People are doing what they physically or mentally are emotionally, what brings them gratification. Nine, Satan has been the best friend of the church has ever had, as he has kept in business all these years. So, satanic Christianity falls under de facto Satanism. That's just the real. We look at individuals who call themselves Christians, but does not follow the will of God, which states, thy kingdom come, that will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Instead, they follow, do as thou will. That's what Crowley has stated in his book of the law. They think of themselves, they may not admit it, but both women and men, when you follow this principle, you create in your own mind that you're your own God. I do as I please. I come when I want. I do what I please. I don't have to submit to anybody or authority. Or the Bible also talks about, I believe it's 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23 or 22, says rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. So we see that one of the first lies, of the two lies the serpent told Eve, that you should be as gods, therefore be independent from Yahweh. And satanic Christians also believe that they can live the way that they want to and still receive eternal life. Some people believe in eternal security. Some people also believe, like Carlton Pearson, that everyone can be saved. He believes in an ecumenical movement that you can be saved through all types of different religions. Carlton Pearson and Ron Bell, they don't believe in a literal hell or eternal judgment. If somebody goes to hell or goes to the lake of fire, and that will burn for eternity if they don't repent of their sins. So we see that within satanic Christians, they really don't believe in judgment. They don't believe in punishment of sin. And they still carry the label of, well, I'm a Christian and God knows my heart, and think they're going to skip into heaven. And that's not necessarily the truth. When we see that individuals continue to walk in sexual immorality and pornography and bitterness and lying and stealing and gossiping and all types of unrighteous behavior and reaping, sowing into the flesh and reaping the things of the flesh instead of sowing into the spirit and reaping life, which is living life through the spirit, we see how the word of God is not even being considered by satanic Christians. Satanic Christians, they're like, hey, I'm gonna do what I want to do. I'm not abstaining. They're not repenting. They're fulfilling actually the first satanic statement by fulfilling their own, doing their own thing. These type of Christians, they do not deny themselves and take up a cross daily. So even the Apostle Paul says, I want to know him and the fellowship of his sufferings to be made conformable unto his death. To know him, he says, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. I want to be made conformable to his death. And he stated he wanted to take up to know him in his sufferings. I want to know him in his resurrection. I want to know him in the sufferings and to take up the cross. So they seek out, when we see these types of Christians do not deny themselves and take up their cross, they seek to gratify themselves and physically, mentally, and emotionally fulfilling the satanic statement of the eighth satanic statement, which, let's go back, where Satan represents all of the so-called sins as they lead to physical and mental or emotional gratification. So if you call yourself a Christian, but your lifestyle, you have to really ask your, yourself this, call yourself a Christian and your lifestyle doesn't line up with the word of God, but it lines up more with the satanic lifestyle versus the Christian lifestyle, then you're probably more than likely under the category of not really being a true Christian or pseudo Christian. You're more or less a de facto Satanist because you're following everything. You're following more principles of Satan than you are following the word of God. So when we look at characteristics of satanic Christians, these are some of the following characteristics and attributes of satanic Christians that we can see in scriptures. They are children of pride and walk in pride. Their ruler is Leviathan and Satan, which we can see in Job chapter 41, verse 34, which says that Leviathan is the ruler of the children of pride. Two, satanic Christians walk in the lust of the devil and do not stand for truth. We can find that in John chapter 8, verse 42 through 47. Satanic Christians follow the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and pride of life. 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 through 17. And four, satanic Christians continue to practice sin and do not repent. 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 through 9. Five, satanic Christians don't put the flesh to death. Instead, they allow the flesh to have full reign to live any kind of way instead of letting the Holy Spirit reign. You can find that in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 through 10. Six, satanic Christians don't attempt to possess their vessels in honor and sanctification, but giving in to immorality and uncleanness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 through 8. So, to all those satanic Christians that are out there, you can't continue to go nightclubbing and live in any kind of way. You can't continue to pastor a church and still have a mistress on the side. You can't continue to steal and cheat in business to get rich. You can't be an entertainer who cusses and acts out in an immoral, and you call it performing, but yet and still you profess that you're a Christian. To all those who are fall under that, and you fall under being a de facto Satanist, you need to repent. You need to get off the broad road, which Jesus said is broad is the road of destruction. You need to go to the straight gate, which Jesus talks about, and you need to do the will of the Father so you will be able to obtain eternal life. That's the main thing you want to see. You want to have it where Jesus, when you see him, you want to see him in peace. You don't want to see him as his wrath and his judgment. You want him to say, well done, my faithful servant. And that's how you want to do it, folks. So we have to do self-inventory. We have to make sure that we're living for God wholeheartedly. And we got to make sure that we are not de facto Satanists. It's easy to point out Satanists who really believe in what they believe, but you have people that are literally out there that are following these principles, but they won't admit it, but they think that they're going to go to heaven. And you even see sometimes people on Facebook, they put people instantly in heaven, and it's just like, how did that person get into heaven? And it's just like the person didn't live anything for the Lord all that time, and you want to put them in heaven. I want to go to Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, because I was trying to quote that. I want to make sure I have that right. But Paul said this. He says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. So when you have individuals that are satanic Christians, they just Christian in name, but not in practice, not in lifestyle. They want eternal life. They want resurrection, but they don't want to suffer. They don't want to be made conformable to his death. Jesus says to take up your cross daily. You have to die daily out to yourself, dying out to your own will. So we're definitely living in the last days. This is definitely a time and period that we should be doing self-inventory and examining ourselves based off the word of God. We should never try to measure ourselves against other individuals. Well, they do such and such, but at least I don't do this. And all have fallen short of the glory of God, but it's through the blood of Jesus and his power of his resurrection that we receive forgiveness. And then if you do sin, you have an advocate with the Father, but you don't continue to practice sin. You try to walk in maturity and try to follow the will of God in your life. And if you do sin, confess it, repent of it, go back and don't sin again. One thing about King David, he's a man after God's own heart. When he got busted with Bathsheba, we didn't see David continually committing adultery and having men killed to steal their wives. But yet we see preachers who do that and immediately see a pattern of infidelity and adultery and other things and all. It says, well, you know, I was just weak. And, you know, the gifts and calling comes without repentance. I'm still God's anointed. And yet and still you continue to do the same thing. So people, let's be wise. Let's really walk. Let's walk after the spirit and not after the flesh, especially in these last and evil days that we live in. We live in some very perilous times. God bless.